there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads.
And remember to speak in a chill tone.
Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Welcome to Alan Eyre. Today we have 25% of Westlife on board. He's sold millions and millions of records all over the world, and he's recently blew our minds when he was revealed as Robo Bunny on The Masked Singer. OMG. It is, of course, Mark Bailey.
The final boarding call for passengers Mark Bailey. I repeat, this is the final boarding call, Mark Bailey. Thank you.
Guess who we've got on board? Mark Bailey!
Hello, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm fantastic. It's lovely to see you in person, especially.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for flying Alan Eyre.
Thank you.
Would you like a hot towel and some nuts?
Oh, I love a hot towel, yeah, to wipe all the makeup off.
What? Where have you been?
From last night. Oh. No, I'm joking. No, genuinely though, we get on planes a lot, having sort of been rushed from a TV studio or wherever.
Yeah.
And then the hot towel is the moment you just get to wipe all the dirt off your face. You know, like, it could have, or, you know, I mean, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but, you know, you might have done, say, a meet and greet at an album signing. You might have pissed 2,500 people in Manchester.
Yeah.
Have been waiting in a queue for like 3 hours. So I'm smelly, they're smelly.
Yeah.
And so that hot towel is actually valuable, very valuable to me on certain occasions, anyway.
And you never know as well, kissing all those people, you might get a cold sore.
Well, yeah, I am prone to them, so...
prone to them! Yes!
It's funny, because actually, I was thinking earlier, one of my earliest holiday memories is my dad had a caravan, and so sometimes just for the weekend, we would just go to another part of Sligo. Like, we didn't even make the effort to go outside the county. But we used to go to Ross's Point. I mean, it's literally 10 minutes from our house, but, you know, it still felt like a holiday, to be honest. But I remember I got my first ever cold sore, and I didn't know what it was, and it was getting sore and sore in the evening. But then in the middle of the night, it was literally like someone was slipped my lip open with a razor blade and was pouring salt onto my lip.
Oh, no.
And I didn't know what it was, so I was freaking out. I went delirious, and I just like was demanding to go home. All I wanted to do was go home to my house, you know, and this is like at 4:30 in the morning. There was no Zevirax or Zovirax
now,
or whatever.
Kids today, they don't know the half of it.
I mean, my granny brought Zovirax back from Spain, which is where... That's the first time I ever heard of it.
Sounds like you met a man over there, brought Zevirax back. Lovely man.
Yeah, that's her Greek lover. No, but yeah, she brought it back, and all of a sudden, because I used to just put like, what was it? What's the aftershave? The Jean-Paul Gaultier one with the blue and grey.
Yeah.
I just used to put that on my finger and dab it onto my cold sore.
Ouch.
And it would hurt, but then it would feel like the cold sore is dying.
So butch.
Until Zevirax came back from Greece.
Good afternoon, passengers. This is your captain speaking. First, I'd like to welcome everyone on Alan Eyre Flight 86A. We are currently cruising at an altitude of 33,000 feet at an airspeed of 400 miles per hour.
What's one of your favourite places to go on holiday?
Well, actually, talking about Greece, for a long, long time, I used to go to Mykonos.
Yeah.
I think that, like, lately, it's definitely become more... Like, when I first went there, it was like nobody knew about it. Only the few hundred people that happened to somehow find it, you know? And there wasn't loads of flights there from Ireland and the UK. Yeah. And obviously, like, if I go on holidays, it's great to be... Like, it was just, like, Americans, Italian. Like, it was a different...
Yeah, you
bunch.
Could be a bit more of a holiday just, maker. Yeah, just relax.
Chill out and relax and sort of not be too worried or whatever about getting drunk. So, yeah, Mykonos was great, but I haven't been there in a while. I mean, I don't know. I love traveling down around Southeast Asia. Like, I first kind of was introduced to that via the band and via touring, but I certainly have gone back there quite a lot. India, actually, a couple of times I went to. I went to this amazing detox place in Goa. I don't know why I went to detox. It's not like I... No, at the time, though, I would have been after the end of a long summer. Let's just put it that way, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was single and young, whatever. No, I wasn't single, but I was younger.
Is it all juicing, or is it when they have the thing up the... Because my ex once wanted me to go and have things put up me bum in...
Mykonos.
No, not that. It was a pipe. Thank you. But that's not my idea of fun, having a colonic. Because I had it once and the woman said, someone had cherry tomatoes last night.
Oh,
and
God.
I thought, no.
No. I mean, that's on the menu, but menu. Certain people would decide to go to opt for that or not.
Yeah.
But that was amazing because, I don't know, there was something really, like, it's literally like this really simplistic, like, it's lovely and everything, but it's really back to basics.
Oh,
it's like this kind of big beach hut on the edge of a beach in Goa. And it's just you and the pipe. No, I'm joking. No, but they do they do a lot of other stuff. Like, they do special menus, nutrition, and it's all about, like, giving your digestive system a break. And you're in India and the sun is there, and there was a beach just across the kind of, you know, a hedge or whatever, and there was these cows roaming around the beach.
Yeah.
It was just a really different experience, and one that I probably would remember more than most, you know, just because it was so unique. Like, for me, if something is really unique, you're obviously going to be more inclined to remember it than just, you know, a holiday that you've done hundreds of times or whatever.
Because when you say India, that cliche comes out, oh, it is an assault of the senses, but it is when you go there. There's elephants, there's cows, the colours are gorgeous, the foods, the smell, the taste. It is, it's proper, it's like sensory overload. I love India, I love it.
Yeah, I adore it as well. I mean, I'm a bit of a kind of culture junkie in that sense. Like, I love, like just leave me, drop me in the middle of, like, the maddest city ever, and I will just love all of the stuff that ensues, you know, like the craziness, the taxis, the
Bangkok. Do you like Bangkok?
Yeah, I like all of those places, you know. I mean, there's certain people that I would never send there, but there's other people that I know kind of like me that would love just the whole chaos of it all.
Yeah.
You know, and like Mumbai in India, like the first time we went there as a band, it was like just mind blown. And I've gone back there again to get it. It's like I want to get that feeling again of being in Mumbai, you know, right beside that Taj Palace Hotel. And then we went out to Goa, which is very different. Goa is like quiet and beach, kind of beachside kind of resorts and stuff like that. But, you know, all of them are, without fail, it's a very special place. Like, India is, it's not for everyone in the sense that if you're sort of not able to get stuck in, if you want to just get your hot towel handed to you and sort of, and everything is as you know it back home, then it's not probably advisable. But for me, I loved it because I just love seeing anything different to where I grew up, you know.
Tell us somewhere that's been really disappointing, that you got, oh, what a dump.
Well, so normally, like, between myself and Kayla, my other half, I'd be the sort of the travel agent one in the relationship. Like, I'd book everything. Like, I go sort of above board. I will look at every hotel in the country, you know, and then I look at the reviews and then I'll go back and double check.
You're just like me. That's really the one. Yeah, when I was with Paul, that's what I used to do.
And so I would be extra kind of vigilant, and because I've had experiences where, you know, I haven't been that vigilant or whatever, and I've ended up in a place that was horrible, you know.
Yeah.
So this Christmas, anyway, I don't know how many years ago, it's only about 4 or 5 years ago, Caden was like, do you know what, just let me book it. And I was like, yeah, cool, okay, whatever, what could possibly go wrong. So Caden sort of booked, like, it was on, I won't say the airline, but it was like an all kind of inclusive package where you get the flight and the hotel and the transfers and everything all in the one sort of package. And It was in Cancun in Mexico. And so we arrived and I was really looking forward to it. I mean, we'd never really been to that side of the world before, on holidays, certainly. And we just arrived and immediately, you know, first of all, like around the pool, it was just kind of like, you know, and they were fantastic for like 24 hours, but then the second and the third day, but it was like a load of kind of old age pensioners behaving like they're on spring break, you know. There was like, you know, like the band ZZ Top with the big, there was a guy like that sort of sitting at the bar and he just had like pints of cocktails or pitchers of cocktails in his hand. He was just downing them because it was all like quote unquote free or whatever. And then there was, you know, like there was like grannies twerking in next to the pool and, you know, all sorts of stuff floating in the pool. And then we, it's like we went for breakfast and let's say we went for lunch and there was like chicken. Yeah. And then you go back for dinner in the evening and it's like the same chicken that wasn't used from lunch chopped up. And it just, after about 3 days, our bodies literally started feeling like something's wrong, you know, as in like, and it wasn't like, oh, I feel sick or something, or I feel weak.
What organ failure was it?
It honestly, it felt more like my body is telling me to like get out of this hotel, like, you know, you know, the way they say your stomach has a brain. It was having a meltdown. And so we effectively,
you weren't sick watching old granny twerking.
That was one of the best bits, to be fair. But we ended up just complaining and complaining and complaining to the point where they just gave us our money back for the rest of the trip. Yeah. So we only spent like 3 or 4 days there and we ended up flying to Miami instead and checking into like a hotel that I knew was great. And I was like, right, that's it. You're very good at many things, but I'm booking the holidays from now on.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Excuse me, the lady in row C, the elderly lady, can you please stop twerking? Thank you, he's putting people off their paninis. Can you stop it, please?
Have you ever been on holiday with a celebrity?
I've definitely been in a lot of nice places with celebrities. I mean, you know, if you counted all of those big Simon Cowell parties that happen in Barbados every New Year and all that. But there was one time, actually, when I was in Barbados and it wasn't at the Simon Cowell party thing, but it was just during New Year's or whatever. And I'd been there for a couple of days and myself and Caitlin came home from a night out. We were staying in this lovely hotel and the balcony was like right on the beach, you know, as you would imagine, a really lovely, dreamy kind of Barbados hotel. And we were sitting on the balcony. Like sometimes you could have like a little nightcap on the balcony, you know what I mean, before you go to bed. And we were sitting on the balcony and, you know, the beach and the kind of coconut falling and all this kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, I just heard this like kind of London accent or, you know, whatever. And I was like, I think I recognise that. And I started whispering again. I was like, honestly, you never know who that could be. Just like, and then it was like 20 minutes later, I was like, I think that might be Jaleesa. And he was like, you know what? I think you're right. And then we were whispering. She didn't even know we were there. So I was like, if we don't say something soon, we're going to be really weird. Like, and then anyways, so one of us popped her head around the corner and all of a sudden we were climbing across our balcony onto Talisa's balcony, and we spent about 3 hours on her balcony, like drinking with her and having a laugh. And she does an amazing Irish accent, by the way. She's one of those Irish accents that, like, she could be Irish. Yeah. And she was just lovely. I mean, I never actually had met her before, you know. No. And like, we kind of just barely recognised each other when I stuck my head around the corner of the balcony. And we had a great laugh.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. As we have a member of Westlife on board, you'll be pleased to know we're flying with wings rather than without wings. Flying without wings. Enjoy your flight.
Did you ever have a holiday romance?
Not really, to be honest with you. No.
Not even in Mykonos?
No, never in
even
Mykonos.
Even I got lucky in Mykonos.
No, like, honestly... Not really. I probably have. Like, there was a little stint in between my two long-term boyfriends.
Okay.
Where I was single for a while. And I wouldn't say romance, just sort of encounters.
Casual sex.
Yeah, no, there was a couple
I mean, I don't want, like, full-on, you know, explicit. Well, but I mean, maybe a kiss from a waiter.
Well, you know the scene, I don't know if it's at the beginning or the end of Grease, where, like, Danny and Sandy have that perfect, like, kind of summer romance. I definitely haven't experienced that.
Oh, no.
You know, so unfortunately, there's no kind of lovely romantic sunset kind of stories.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, you know.
I so kind like of like a fiddle behind a bin.
Well, basically, something like that. But I was like, okay, this is the first time I've ever been out and single,
yeah,
you know, after my first relationship. And it was all a bit of a novelty for a minute. But then I was like, hang on a minute, this is actually pretty crap. Like, you know, so then I started frantically searching for someone else.
Yeah. What's been the most decadent hotel experience for you? Where have you been blown away? We've had beaches made of marble. We've had jacuzzis that come out the ceiling.
Well, it was so at the beginning of the band, like, I mean, I used to just go home to Sligo anytime we had time off. But some of the boys, you know, and their girlfriends at the time and stuff, so they were going off on these romantic holidays and stuff. And I think it was actually Nikki that went to this island. I think it's called Frigate or something like that, off the Seychelles. And Nikki, I think, had been there for his honeymoon. And I was like, lads, you're the ones that go to, like, you know, the Maldives and all this. Yeah. So can you tell me somewhere to go? I want to go on one of those holidays.
Yeah.
And they sent me to this place. So you land in some airport close to the Seychelles, and then you get a helicopter over to this island, and there's only like a handful of people on the island, but there's basically, like, one of the coolest things I've definitely ever seen is there was like this private beach down these steps, and there's a little sign at the top of the steps, and whoever gets to the beach first, you just put like a do not disturb sign on the beach.
Wow.
So you've got the entire beach to yourself. So that was pretty cool. And also, you know, you kind of go fishing, and then in the evening in the restaurant, they're like literally cooking the fish that you caught that day. And it was pretty cool. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I definitely would prefer to be nearly getting hit by a taxi in the middle of Mumbai. There's another time, another Mykonos story, actually, where there's a very famous little piano bar in the island that people go to.
Oh, I know, near the windmills.
Exactly. Well, it's basically a little
No, it's... Why are you laughing?
Everything is right next to those windmills.
I know, yes.
But anyways, it's a little piano bar. It's beautiful. I think it's closed down now. And it's just run by this little old gay couple. And then they always bring over these American singers from Broadway and stuff, proper like show busy kind of singers, and they're hilarious and fabulous and camp. But anyways, like, I got to know the owners, and they always give us like our little seat in the corner to make sure that, you know, oh no, this is Mark or whatever, let's make sure he comes in every night, let's take care of him. And so I was sitting in our little special seat in the corner, and all of a sudden the owner, I think his name is Nico or Nico, and he came over and he said, Mark, do you mind if you can share the seat? And I was like, yeah, okay. He's like, no, it's because Queen Latifah is here and we want to. And I was like, get her over here right now. Of course I want to share my seat with Queen Latifah, you know. And so she basically kind of came in with like 12 people. But I was like, take the bloody seats, you know,
yeah,
I don't care.
Queen Latifah.
And so she came in and sat down, and we were just, I mean, they were just like a bunch of schoolmates on holidays type thing, you know, really like chilled. And we ended up chatting away, and then everyone was getting up singing, and we were singing on. We got up and sang with the kind of the mad Broadway, it's not mad, very fabulous Broadway singer.
Yeah.
And we kind of spent the night or definitely a couple of hours with Queen Latifah and her friends. And I mean, they were having a lot of fun. Do you know what I mean? They were a great laugh. But
was she nice?
She was so lovely. She was like the sensible one. She was still letting her hair down and stuff, but she was like the sensible one. Obviously, she knew that nobody was looking at the other people, but everyone was looking at her in a way.
Yeah.
But she was really lovely, actually. You know, like, there's not many people. Well, there is a decent amount. I mean, you've met them all anyway, but there's every now and again you'll meet someone who's really sincere, and she just felt like the real deal, and she was really welcoming. A lot of people can be extremely like cold Snooty. And standoffish, and
yeah, I'm sick of
that. Yeah, I hate that. So she was
Jane McDonald's like that. I'm joking. I love Jane. Now, did you go on holiday with Mariah Carey in Capri?
So we basically, I mean, it was kind of, it was.
I forgot about this.
Sorry. We're working our way up. So we're going to Talisa, to Queen Latifah, and now it's Mariah. Okay. Who's next? I don't know. We basically recorded the duet we done with her in, she had a house at the time anyway.
Is that the one in the video? Who was looking at her tits?
So everyone says that Brian was looking at her boobs. Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, we all were. Like, because. And to be honest, like, I mean, I don't know, it's kind of funny, but like Mariah's very playful, and I think that she doesn't naively dress.
Oh, I know, she's not wearing that.
She knows what she's.
Because,
yeah, she knows how she dresses.
It wasn't a chunky knit cardigan and a pair of Crocs, was it? I mean, it was like. Yeah.
So yeah, but anyways, it was a very lovely outfit that she was wearing, and I mean, you know, some of the lads obviously just spent a couple of seconds too long lingering.
Why not?
Or whatever. But that was funny. I mean, I think somebody had to airbrush Brian's eyes slightly to the left in the artwork for the single. Because his eyes look really weird. And they have been, like, played with in
the post. He was still looking at the tits, even the photo. My God.
Excuse me, sir. Sorry, we don't do slippery nipples. We only do water, wine and beer. Yes, thank you. No slippery nipples, and that includes the ones on my chest, you pervert.
Apart from that, we landed, and the first thing we done, there was no studio or anything yet. We just kind of, like, there's no big roads and stuff in Capri, so you're kind of brought down and golf caddy cars and all this kind of stuff. And we eventually got to this little restaurant, and you go in through these little gates. And Mariah was just sitting there, like, full blown, like, massive hair and dress. I was like, it was like something, you know, a music video. And we all sat down and we just had dinner with Mariah Carey in this gorgeous little Italian restaurant where everyone kind of knew her name, and it was all like Mariah. But nobody was fussing. It was like she knew them all really well. And then we had a few drinks, but like just only a few. And then she was like, okay, I'll see you guys in the morning or whatever. So then the next day we went up to her house, which is like this. Takes about 5,000. Well, to be honest with you, there's probably like a driveway that goes straight to the front door, but for some reason she sent us up this like 5,000 step journey to get there, and we just got to this beautiful house on the top of a cliff, on the edge of a cliff, big huge recording studio in it, and we kind of spent half the time recording and making up backing vocals, and the rest of the time just having dinner. And it just kind of felt like she needed to talk to a bunch of regular people.
Of course, I felt like she
was glad to get away from, like, what I can imagine her life was in America and everything.
Yeah.
And just be like on a little island and just actually, like, we, as much as we were in over and this is Mariah Carey, we also, there's part of us that have never been fazed by all that either. Mm. So it was kind of a bit of both. And I think she probably just enjoyed the normality of it. The normality of like a mansion on the cliff in Capri.
Yeah, I mean, she's Mariah, isn't she? I mean, I've had dinner with her and she's really down to earth, and she's very really
funny.
Lovely. Yeah, really funny. Got great sense of humour. It's not sort of what you expect, and she really takes the piss out of herself. And
yeah, she does. And I think there's just a sense that she really does want to hold on to her normality, you know, amongst all of the madness. Yeah. And that's probably, it's quite a nice quality, you know.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Samsung, Expedia, and Sephora. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
How rogue do you go with foreign food? Will you try street food? Will you have the insects? Will you have...
So Caitlin once again is going to kill me because... So Caitlin lived in Thailand for like a year and a half or something. He ran like... he was worked in a hotel over there. And so he is one of these people that he has to order the snails or the whatever. And so he was telling me that he used to prefer going and getting like chicken's feet... on the side of the street off a street vendor in Thailand.
Honestly.
And instead of going to like a restaurant, you know, like he preferred it. So he will always go for the you know, the whatever, the live, you
no
know.
No way.
He'll always go for it. Like it's like, and he'll always say, oh, I wish I didn't order this. But he always will go for it. You know, we're in France. I remember one time in Paris and he ordered this big massive bowl of like garlic snails. And I mean...
Are you like, adventurous? Will you have a snail?
No, not a chance. No. I mean, I worked my way up sort of gradually from like prawns to like, I'd have like the black cod in Nobu, but I won't eat normal cod.
That's adventurous for you, yeah. Prawns.
Yeah, basically.
So a prawn cocktail for you is like a bush tucker trial.
Exactly. And all the Mary Rose sauce.
Oh, so, you are crazy.
Anyways, no, I mean, in fairness, I grew up pretty much on a bit of a chicken and chips kind of vibe
in
when
Sligo.
I was young. Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah, a lot of, like, for whatever reason, not many people in my family were big fish eaters. So yeah, I did. I went to, you know, Benihana, the restaurant where they cook the food in front of you. And
yeah.
When I seen the prawns being cooked, I was like, okay, actually, they look nice. I'll give them a shot. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, they're amazing. So, you know, I definitely have got, I mean, I eat sashimi now, which is raw fish. You know, like, I'm slowly but surely opening up. And all this travel that I'm doing, of course, yeah, helps, you know, to kind of try things, but I wouldn't call myself adventurous, but I'm certainly more adventurous than I used to be.
Because we had Damon Albarn here, he had monkey brain soup.
Well, I've heard about that. I've heard some weird stories. I'm not saying this is what he had, but I've heard stories where they kind of I don't even know if I want to say this, but like they eat the monkey's brain. Like out of, oh no, maybe this is like a movie that I've seen.
I think you've watched Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Are they eating a monkey's brain out of like, and the monkey's head is wedged in the table?
Yes, that's
okay.
It. Yes.
Right, so sorry, I've
you've
seen
fallen
it in a movie.
Asleep watching Indiana Jones and you've had a false memory.
Too many Easter eggs.
And then he had a shark that someone's pissed on. I mean,
and
he
it's
was that
fermented like, with piss.
Yeah, and he was that. He tries everything, Damon. Honestly, I was nearly sick in my mouth. And
what did he feel about the shark?
He said he loved it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I
interesting.
Do it myself.
No, I won't see. No. No.
When you're 100, where do you want to be? Say you're sitting on a rocking chair, you've got the rug over you. Where in the world do you want to be? You've got all your faculties.
Does that mean I can function properly?
Yeah, that's it. You've got all your faculties.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I do think that certain parts of America, when it comes to the retirement vibes, they seem to do it really well, you know.
Yeah.
This idea that you kind of recede onto the outskirts of society and you slowly, like, people start seeing you less and you're just, like, in your house more and you don't leave the house. Mm. Whereas you see a lot, it's not just America, but it seems to be really in your face in America that, like, the retired people, like, live their life to the full and they have these gorgeous retirement condos and developments and they have boats. Like, personally, I'd like to just have as little stress as possible in my life.
Well, you're 100, love. You're 100.
Well, yeah, I'm probably going to be stressed out about different stuff. So I don't know. I suppose I'd like to be
In America.
Maybe somewhere, just definitely by the ocean, you know, and just kind of everything's at arm's reach.
Yeah.
Or else I have people bringing it to me, maybe.
I think you're overthinking the 100. Like, it's just sort of the place. I don't want to know. Now I've got my colostomy bag.
Gucci.
No, gift from Mariah.
She sends me one every year. Yeah. She's 110. No, but yeah, okay. I'm just by the beach somewhere in America. But I want lots of stuff going on. I don't want to be looking at like a blank image.
No, you need stimulation.
Yes.
I bet you'll be twerking like that old woman.
Yeah, I'll be in the all-inclusive in Cancun.
People will be complaining about you. Look at that man twerking in that wheelchair. Have you ever had any nightmares? Have you ever lost your luggage or forgotten your passport? Are you quite organised?
I would be very organised and probably even a little, like, nearly annoyingly so to people around me. Only because I used to be really unorganised. And I then learnt that if I don't get organised, my whole life's going to be just chaotic all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm organising to prevent stress, you know. But then the one time I will lose my passport or forget it, then I get absolutely hammered because, all right, okay, Mr. Perfect has forgot his passport. So people love that. But not really. One tip I would say is to definitely never put your laptop into your suitcase and check it in, which is what I done, because if you're in the wrong country or passing through the wrong country and they see it on the radar, you know, they just have the laptop, you know.
No way.
It happened to me one time actually, going on holidays, and I just never even thought twice, stuck the laptop in my suitcase, so like I'm not carrying that around on the plane.
No, of course.
And then got there and there was no laptop, and then I realised that, of course, like, we were transiting through a country.
Yeah.
And so there's like minimum risk for them, because how do I know who took the laptop and what country it happened in? So it would be hard to prove. And so they obviously just seen it on some sort of scan and just took it out, and that was it.
Oh, what an arsehole.
Yeah,
who
absolutely
would do that? You know, when you're travelling and in a boy band, do they sort all your travel out for you? Do they have it all, an itinerary and everything?
Yeah.
Is it quite restrictive?
It's basically, I mean, so if I give you an example, which is one of the, for me, one of the worst things, not ever that's happened to me, but it was a horrible thing. They used to put like 18 months worth of schedule, you know, in front of you on this big, huge, like, you know, loads of A4 pages all in a pile. And that was your life, like, dictated on black and white on a page. Oh, and they had things like, go to the gym 8:30 Monday, go to the gym 8:30 a.m. Thursday, breakfast before, you know, I'm like, I don't even know what I want for breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's in the diary for 6 months from now, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And just the thought that your life is that planned out, you know, there's no spontaneity at all. Like, you know, so I definitely didn't shine to that as much as some people might. I really didn't like it. And so now I am just really, maybe to a stubborn point, like, independent now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's kind of how that's where I'm happy, is when I'm, you know, in control of my own destiny and in control of my own movements and breakfast.
How crazy do you go on holiday? Do you have a skinny dip? Well, are you a nudist?
I would love to, but I'd be afraid that that'd be the one bloody time that there'd be a photographer somewhere.
Yeah.
It's actually, I mean, I wasn't naked, but there was another Barbados story where we went out one time paddleboarding.
Yeah,
used to call it SUP when it came out first anyway. But I was there with Keane and Jodie actually in Barbados, and we went out, and then we were out way out in the sea on these paddle boards.
Oh, no.
Now, thankfully, I was wearing like one of those kind of wetsuit things, short wetsuits. And the next thing we seen the speedboat like going over and back. And the next thing I realised that there was paparazzis on it, you know.
Oh, God.
And so basically, I just got off the thing and went into the water, and I just stayed under the water until I was 100% sure that they were gone. And I was like, I was in the water for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I was just like paddling around going, are they gone yet? Are they gone yet? Because I was just like, there'll be a picture of me looking like some whale trying to get one leg up on the surfboard.
Oh, and please.
No, but like, it's like, even no matter what, even the fittest person, they'll get a picture of them bending over and it'll look horrendous.
No one looks good getting out of a sun lounger, even the body,
you know,
coach.
What I mean?
I mean, especially when you get your back fat caught in the slats. Has that ever happened to you? The sun lounger gets up with you. You're like a snail.
So, yeah, so I stayed underwater literally until they left, and it was a very long time. And finally then kind of got out of the water and legged it back to my hotel room.
Oh no, they got pictures of you, were you in the
No, there's pictures of me, and all you can see is my head sticking out of the water. Keane and Jody are like on the surfboards or whatever, and I'm just like there, just a little head bobbing in the water. Like the time I told you before with that private beach, you know, on the island, I mean, it's a perfect time to go skinny dipping.
Yes, yeah.
But I was just like, this will be the one time.
Yes, I know.
You know, mother, whatever.
Because in Mykonos, you have the nudist beach, didn't you? What do you have?
Super Paradise. I actually genuinely haven't ever been to that.
They're walking up and down naked. I'm a keen naturist.
Yeah, swinging.
No, not at all. You always get someone bending over, putting in a swing ball, don't you, on a nudist camp? It's always the worst. It's always the worst people who go nude.
Depends on what you're into, Alan, you know. I'm joking. No, but to be honest, anywhere you go in Europe, every beach is like semi-nudist anyway, isn't it?
I know.
But
Not in Sligo.
No, I just wouldn't. No, Ross's point in Sligo, pretty much definitely have to wear clothes. or you get arrested. But I'm too afraid of like getting photographed, and like I never ever get photographed, so I don't have any reason to think that. But still, it's the one day,
the one time you get your willy out, papped.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Now, we're about to start our descent. If you could put your tray table up and your window up, that would be lovely. And we start our quick fire quiz. Mozzie Guard or No Thanks, I'm Hard?
Absolutely Mozzie Guard.
New York or LA?
New York.
Full English Breakfast or Full Moon Party?
Full Moon Party.
Mojito or Mint Tea?
Mojito.
St Lucia or St Ives?
Well, I don't really know much about St Ives. St Lucia.
Okay. Mackie D's or Local Delicacies?
Local delicacies, definitely.
Thank you. And then finally, tip 'em or fuck 'em?
Tip 'em, unless they're
shit.
One of those rude waiters or waitresses, in which case, fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em. Good. Absolutely. I like your style. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you for having me. It's been a lovely trip.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you so much. I'd love you to rate the podcast. We'd love 5 stars, obfs, and just keep coming back because we love having you on board, Alan Air.